Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next. Our saint of the day for this first day of October is Saint Teresa of Lisieux. Love is repaid by love alone. October 1st. She is the patron saint of missions and of florists. Teresa was the youngest of nine children, five of whom survived childhood. After her mother died of breast cancer in 1877, Teresa moved with her family to Lisieux. In the deeply religious atmosphere of her home, her piety developed early and intensely. She loved flowers and saw herself as the little flower of Jesus who gave glory to God just by being her beautiful little self among all the other flowers in God's garden. Because of this beautiful analogy, the title Little Flower remained with Saint Teresa. We can find joy and God in even the smallest actions if we remember why we take them on. Remember that nothing is small in the eyes of God, Saint Teresa says. Do all that you do with love. And it does include a number of small miracles, including Teresa's dramatic recovery at the age of 8 from a life-threatening illness upon seeing a statue of Mary smile at her, and the adoring of her entry into Carmel by an unusual April snowfall. I understand that love comprises all vocations, that love is everything, and because it is eternal, embraces all times and places. God is love. We all know this, but we seldom live this way on a daily basis, as if love should be our goal, our focal point, our reason for breathing and being. There's no single opportunity of making some small sacrifice, here by a smiling look, there by a kindly word, always doing the smallest right and doing it all for love. Nothing is insignificant and negligible in the service of God. Little things done out of love are those that charm the heart of Christ. I prefer the monotony of obscure sacrifice to all ecstasies. To pick up a pen for love can convert a soul. These are the words of Teresa of Lisieux, the Carmelite nun called the Little Flower. She lived in a cloistered life of obscurity in the convent of Lisieux, France, and her preferences for hidden sacrifice did indeed convert souls. Few saints of God are more popular than this young nun. Her autobiography, The Story of a Soul, is read and loved throughout the world. Therese Martin entered the convent at the age of 15 and died in 1897. At the age of 24. Life in a Carmelite convent is indeed uneventful and consists mainly of prayer and hard domestic work. But Teresa possessed that holy insight that redeems the time, however dull the time may be. She saw in a quiet suffering a redemptive suffering, suffering that was indeed her apostolate. Teresa said she came to the Carmel convent to save souls and pray for priests. And shortly before she died, she wrote, "I want to spend my heaven doing good on earth." Teresa was canonized in 1925. On October 19, 1997, Pope John Paul II proclaimed her a Doctor of the Church, the third woman to be so recognized in light of her holiness and the influence of her teachings on spirituality in the Church. Her parents, Louis and Zelie, were beatified in 2008 and canonized in 2015 of sainthood runs in family. Teresa has much to teach our age of the image, the appearance of the self. We have become a dangerously self-conscious people, painfully aware of the need to be fulfilled, yet knowing we are not. Teresa, like so many saints, sought to serve others, to do something outside herself, to forget herself in quiet acts of love. She is one of the great examples of the gospel paradox that we gain our life by losing it, and that with the seed that falls on the ground must die in order to live. Preoccupation with the self separates modern men and women from God, from their fellow human being, and ultimately from themselves. We must relearn to forget ourselves, to contemplate a God who draws us out of ourselves and to serve others as the ultimate expression of selfhood. These are the insights of Saint Teresa, and they are more valid today than ever. O little Teresa of the Child Jesus, please pick for me a rose from the heavenly gardens and send it to me as a message of love. Saint Teresa, help me always believe, as you did, in God's great love for me so that I might imitate your little way each day. Amen. O my God, I ask of thee for myself and for those whom I hold dear, the grace to fulfill perfectly thy holy will, to accept for love for thee the joys and sorrows of this passing life, so that we may one day be united together in heaven for all eternity. And that is our saint for the day, Saint Teresa of Lisieux, October 1st.
Thank you, Michael, for that presentation of Saint Therese of Lisieux. What a wonderful saint. And thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. And now, in our segment now, we pray for our holy, we pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And our prayer today for priests is coming from Saint Therese of Lisieux. O Jesus, eternal priest, keep your priests within the shelter of your sacred heart, where none may touch them. Keep unstained their anointed hands, which daily touch your sacred body. Keep unsullied their lips, daily purpled with your precious blood. Keep pure and unearthly their hearts, sealed with the sublime mark of the priesthood. Let your holy love surround them and shield them from the world's contagion. Bless their labors with abundant fruit, and may the souls to whom they minister be their joy and consolation here and in heaven, everlasting crown. Amen. O Jesus, I pray for your faithful and fervent priests, for your unfaithful and tepid priests, for your priests laboring at home or abroad in distant mission fields, for your tempted priests, for your lonely and desolate priests, for your young priests, for your dying priests, for the souls of your priests in purgatory. But above all, I recommend to you the priest dearest to me, the priest who baptized me, the priest who absolved me from my sins, the priest as whose masses I assisted, and who gave me your body and blood in Holy Communion, the priests who taught and instructed me, all the priests to whom I am indebted in any other way. O Jesus, keep them all close to your heart, and bless them abundantly in time and in eternity. Amen. And our prayer for priests was brought in from St. Therese of Lisieux. Thank you, St. Therese. And St. John Vianney, the patron saint of priests, said that when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And he also said, St. John Vianney said, if you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary, her name, when you are tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. Yeah. And so that's a great reason right there to go to confession and to pray the rosary. Do that. Go to Mass. Receive our Lord in the Eucharist. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. May the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. We pray that all those whom they seek to serve may see in them the love and care of Jesus, our eternal high priest, who is Lord forever and ever. O Jesus, eternal high priest, live in our priests, act in them, speak in and through them. Think your thoughts in their mind, through their heart. Give them your own dispositions and feelings. Teach, lead, and guide them always. Correct, enlighten, and expand their thoughts and behavior. Possess their soul. Take over their entire personality and life. Replace them with yourself. Incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all of our priests. Amen. And we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy today around the world. And we pray for all of our families. We pray for the Catholic Church, and we pray for all of our families. Grant us peace, O Lord. And we pray for children. We pray for them, Lord.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. Lord, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness come from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy, so we may be protected from every misfortune, with you as our guide. Lord, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. Dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Whisper in the ears of the children to run and hide until the danger passes. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers, and through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, Saint Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you, God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Sebastian, Saint Nicholas, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, and Saint Philomena, Saint Gianna, and Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel, and Saint Raphael the Archangel, and Saint Monica, and Saint Anthony, and to all you holy saints, pray for us, pray for our families, and pray for our children. And our sneak peek for tomorrow will be our guardian angels. Remember, you have guardian angels that the Lord has given us to aid us, to help us. So tomorrow, our sneak preview for tomorrow are our guardian angels.
This has been another edition of... This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles with a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network. Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to... What do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And we pray for those who have recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family and relatives and friends, for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone. In company with Christ who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things have passed away. eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. May, amen. May Almighty God bless us and bless them with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And Heavenly Father, hear this prayer for those who have recently passed, and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter into your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their time of mourning and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they may be experiencing. Amen. May the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those whom he has chosen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we pray for the prodigals. Lord, you said that you would leave the 99 to search for the one who's gone astray. And when you find him, there's such joy and happiness in heaven. And that should be our work as well. And so we lift up the prodigal for you, Lord. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. We pray for our soldiers and veterans and our police officers and our first-line responders, our EMTs. And we pray for our nurses and our doctors. We ask you, Lord, to bless our members of our armed forces. We pray for America. Give them courage, hope, and strength. And may they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord, and those who reside in prison and their families. May they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. We pray for those in hospitals. We pray for those who've been diagnosed with illnesses, cancers and heart disease. Whatever reason they're in the hospital, we pray for those in the hospital, Lord, that the hospital facilities will be a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for the elderly. Lord, you promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses sent throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the Universal Church, those in my own home, and within my family, amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child, whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And Lord, we pray for an end of abortion. And you all have a good day today.
Blessed Mother, we pray to Thee. Thanks for the miracle of Your rosary. Only You can hold back Your Holy Son's hand long enough for the whole world to understand. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Jesus, pray for us sinners. Now and at the hour of our death, and the faint once again of the miracle of your rosary.
And thank you for listening. This has been Deeper Truth, Stand in the Gap with us and St. Therese of Lisieux. Thank you, and God bless you, and join us tomorrow as we stand in the gap with our guardian angels. See you tomorrow. Good day.